Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. What did we learn in Mishnah Vav? We learned that the Soyer LaZazel, the goat that was pushed off the mountain, that was a kapara for all the Chatayim, besides for Tumas Migdash VeKadoshav. Averis that have to do with Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, or a Tumah like a person eating Hekdash. Now we know there was a special carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol himself, and that was a kapara for himself and his entire family of Kohanim. That was called the Par Kohen Gadol. So our Mishnah really wants to know, for which Aveda do Kohanim have a separate kapara? So the Mishnah begins, once again, Masechet Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Echad Yisraelim, whether they are Yisraelim ve'echad Kohanim or Kohanim ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen that was anointed by the Shem and HaMishcha, meaning the Kohen Gadol. They all have a kapara with the Soyer HaMishtaleach, with the Soyer that was sent off down the mountain in regard to other Averas. In regard to all other Averas besides Tumas Migdash Rekachav, there is no difference between Kohanim Yisraelim or the Kohen Gadol. Where is there a difference? Ma bein Yisraelim l'Kohanim l'Kohen Meshuach. Where is there a difference between the kapara for Yisraelim Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol? Ela rather, shedam hapar, the blood of the par brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right? Remember, besides for the Seirim, besides for the two goats, the Kohen Gadol brought a personal chatas on Yom Kippur, the bull, and that blood went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, along with the Soyer. The blood of the Sire that they were makrif. Remember, there were two Seirim. One was sent Liazazel, the other was a garden inside. Now, the Dam of the Par, Mechaper al Kaihanim al Tumas Migdash Rekatshav. Only the blood of this Par, brought by the Kayan God Lanyam Kippur, was Mechaper for the Kaihanim for a mistake in regard to Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Tumah or Hegdash. So, if you're not a Kayan and you enter the Beis HaMikdash by mistake when you're Tameh, or ate Hekdash when you're telling me something like that, you have your kapara to the Se'irim, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos. But if you're a Kohen, the kapara for Timas Migdash Vikachav comes through the Dam HaPar. This is what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, who says that the Soyer LaZazel was a kapara for non-Kohanim and Kohanim. Now listen to Reb Shimon's Taina before we learn it inside. The par that the Kohen Gadol brings has two parts to it. Part one, he says vidui before he shechts it. Part two, spritzing the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he shechts it. What about the Soyer? There are no two parts to it. There's no vidui before you shecht it. There's just the sprinkling of the blood. He just spritzes the blood of the Soyer inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what about the other Soyer, the Soyer LaAzazel? There's vidui. The Kohen Gadol says vidui on the chatoyim of the people before he sends it away, but there's no sprinkling of any blood. Again, the par that the Kohen Gadol brings has two parts. Vidui before he shechts it, and the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Soyer that is makriv on the inside has only the sprinkling of the blood, no vidui. The Soyer that is sent LaAzazel has a vidui, but there's no sprinkling of blood. So Vajja is, so therefore, Tainit Reb Shimon says, Kishem Shedam HaSoyer Anase Bifnim, just like the sprinkling of the blood of the goat that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur. Mechaper al Yisrael, it's Mechaper for Yisrael, meaning non-Kohanim, for any sins that have to do with Tumah. And just the sprinkling of the blood does it, not the Vidui, because there's no Vidui for the Soyer Anase Bifnim. Kach Azayochid, the same is true for Dam HaPar, the sprinkling of the Dam of the Par. Mechaper LaKohanim. It must be Mechaper for the Kohanim for all the Chatoyim of Tumas Migdash Rekachav. Wait a second. So what's the Vidui Mechaper on? The Vidui on the Par, what does that go for? Well, what does the Vidui of the Soyer HaMishtaleach go for? Well, Kishem She Vidui Shal Soyer HaMishtaleach, just like the Vidui of the Soyer that sent LaAzazel Mechaper al Yisrael, is Mechaper and Klal Yisrael for Chetoyim other than Tumah, there's no sprinkling of blood. Kach Vidui Shal Par, So it must be that the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the par before he shechs it, mechaper l'kayhanim. It's mechaper for the kayhanim for the same thing that the Sorel HaZazel is mechaper for Yisraelim. All other chatoim besides Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. So in other words, according to Reb Shimon, kayhanim and non-kayhanim, kayhanim and Yisraelim are not the same in regard to the Sorel HaZazel. Rather, whatever the Sorel HaZazel accomplishes for Yisraelim, the vidui on the par does that for the Kehanim, as a Halt Reb Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon, I'm Reb Shimon, says, Kesheim Shedam HaSoyer HaNaseh Bifnim. Just like in regard to the Dam HaSoyer that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Mechaper al Yisrael, that's Mechaper al Klal Yisrael. In regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, so kach dam ha-par, the dam of the par, mechaper al-kayhanim in regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. So it stands to reason that kashem shev vidui shel soria mishtaleach, just like the vidui on the soria mishtaleach, mechaper al-Yisrael, is mechaper al-Yisrael in regard to other aveiros, all other aveiros besides Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, kach vidui shel par, the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the par, mechaper al-kayhanim in regard to all other aveiros. And that's what Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama, because the Tanakama holds that the Sorel HaZazel was mechaper and all aveiros, both for Kehanim as well as Yisraelim. So Rabbi Yisai, of course you're going to ask, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does the Tanakama hold? If he holds that the Sawyer that went down to HaZazel is mechaper both for Kehanim and Yisraelim in regard to all other aveiros, so I have an extra kapara here. The Sawyer that was sent Lazazel as mechaper for everybody, Kehanim and Yisraelim, and all other aveiros. In regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav, the sprinkling of the blood of the par is mechaper for Kehanim, the sprinkling of the blood of the soyer is mechaper for Yisraelim. So Taka, what does the vidui on the par work for? The teretz is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the vidui was a personal, on the par was a personal vidui for the Kohen Gadol himself. The sprinkling of the blood, that was for the rest of the Kehanim.